Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about the grace between us. And today, our discussion centers on the topic of held in hurt. We will explore how our imperfections intersect with boundless grace, leading to our wholeness. In a community setting, our injuries are acknowledged rather than hidden, which initiates the healing process. In a society that frequently values strength, independence, and polished facets, it can be tempting to think that spiritual growth involves silently struggling with our challenges. We become skillful at masking our true feelings, expertly portraying that we're okay. We bury our worries, the lingering grief, the reoccurring sins we can't abandon, and those old painful scars we dread will define our identity. However, this sense of isolation is deceptive. It's a tactic that fosters not resilience, but stagnation. By concealing our suffering, we distance ourselves from the lifeline God has provided for our healing, and that is the fellowship of believers. The reality is that your wounds cannot mend if you persist in tugging at them in darkness. They require the exposure to light and the tender, attentive care of someone who loves you. The Bible emphasizes that confession and public support are vital for healing. Now, let's look at James 5:16, which is clear and straightforward. It says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Now, let's pay attention to the scripture we just read. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Healing is not solely as a private interaction between you and God. It is a result nurtured through community. When we embrace this profound vulnerability, when we take the courageous step to reveal our struggles to a reliable friend, a spiritual guide, or a small group, what are we truly doing? We are welcoming a witness into our pain. This is where our second passage, 2 Corinthians 1:3-5, provides significant insight. Paul states, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abounded in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ." This passage lays the groundwork for spiritual companionship. God extends comfort to us not only for our benefit, but so that we can share that comfort with others. When you are present with a friend as they disclose their hidden grief, anxiety, or doubts, you aren't just a listener. You become a vessel of God's comfort. By acknowledging their pain, you affirm their feelings, diminish its isolating power, and transmit the comfort you have received from God. This is the sacred exchange. A loving Father embraces us in our pain so that we can embrace others. So, in what ways does connection bring healing? Well, to start, shame thrives in silence. Voicing your struggles highlights your humanity rather than marks you as an outsider. By acknowledging the injury in a shared moment, you diminish its associated shame. When faced alone, our challenges can appear insurmountable. However, a trusted spiritual friend can provide a nurturing perspective, reminding you of God's unwavering faithfulness, redirecting you to the truths found in Scripture, and sustaining the hope that you may feel too exhausted to maintain on your own. They assist you in remembering that your wound does not define your entire narrative. Confessing to another person a sin or repeated harmful behavior is the initial step toward transformation, as it introduces an element of accountability. This process isn't about judgment. It's centered on having a faithful friend who will pray for you, check on your well-being, and support you in establishing healthier habits. If you're listening today and are bearing a heavy heart in silence, a distressing memory, a persistent temptation, an overwhelming sense of loneliness, I urge you to make one courageous and vulnerable move. Reach out to a trustworthy spiritual companion, whether it's a pastor, a mentor, a therapist, or a mature friend in faith. Be deliberate. Be sincere. Be brave. Stop concealing your wounds in the shadows of solitude. Bring them forth into the brightness of fellowship. Allow a compassionate witness to acknowledge your pain and invite God's comfort to pour into you and eventually flow through you. This is the journey from beginning held in hurt to begin healed in hope. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we stand before you now, having contemplated our journey from being embraced in our hurt to finding healing in hope. We admit that we often fear being truly seen. We ask for your forgiveness for trying to conceal our wounds, our fears, and our failures behind a facet of strength. Grant us the bravery to be vulnerable, the strength to emerge from isolation, and step into the glow of fellowship. We are grateful for the gift of community. Bless the friends, mentors, and companions who have placed in our lives. Aid us in being a source of comfort to one another, not just through words, but with attentive hearts, reflecting the boundless comfort we have received from Christ. Where we still bear wounds, bring your profound healing. Where we continue to hold on to shame, replace it with your grace. Help us to understand that healing begins in fellowship. May we depart this moment resolved to be courageous in sharing our burdens and compassionate in supporting the burdens of others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on one heart, many hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.